Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA playoffs. James Harden will not play in Tuesday's Game 5 action against Milwaukee. The star guard was able to go through a workout on Monday afternoon, but his right hamstring, which he re-injured less than a minute into Game 1, still isn't quite ready for game action. Also in Nets news, Kyrie Irving has also been ruled out for Tuesday's Game 5 action. Jazz guard Mike Conley has been ruled out for Monday's Game 4 action against the Clippers. In NFL news, Pats head coach Bill Belichick confirmed Monday that Cam Newton will be on the practice field this week for the Patriots' mandatory minicamp. Newton sustained a bone bruise on his right throwing hand June 4th after making contact with a defender's helmet, but the issue was never considered serious and didn't prevent the quarterback from taking part in OTAs heading into this past weekend. In MLB news, Cody Bellinger will remain on the bench for Monday's game action against the Phillies. In MLB betting picks, take a look at the Tigers and Royals first five innings under 5.5 runs. For five innings, 18 batters and 85 pitches, Brad Keller has been a number two starter. Also keep in mind that Matt Boyd has a sub-4 ERA and is coming off a shutout of the Mariners. For hot batters to keep an eye on tonight, take a look at Nick Ahmed and Andrelton Simmons. Ahmed has 2 home runs in his 5 total hits against Alex Wood. This could be a great matchup for Ahmed, as in related pick news, we're also looking at the over 1.5 earned runs against Wood, as he is projected to allow 2.2. As for Simmons, he only has 1 extra base hit against Mariners pitcher Marco Gonzalez, but he does have a .419 batting average while striking out only twice in 31 at-bats against the lefty. Tonight's late game features the Dodgers hosting the Phillies. Tony Gonsolin is making his second start of the season. He didn't make it out of the second inning on Wednesday's game against the Pirates after issuing 5 walks and allowing 1 earned run and 2 hits in 1 2/3 innings pitched. In that game, one player prop to target is Mookie Betts over a .5 run scored. Betts is facing Spencer Howard of the Phillies, who's coming off his shortest of 3 starts his last time out. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.